This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go at 877-881-1053 as we jump into hour number five of the G-Bag Nation. It is time for the 6 o'clock sound off. Your one opportunity of the month, it's turned out to be, to call in, compete against your fellow Tolo for the best take of the night. There's only a couple of rules of the 6 o'clock sound off. First one.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Yeah, that's right. You do got to sound off like you got a pair. Second rule, you got 30 seconds. That can be fungible if you're on fire, okay? But not much more than 40. And the third rule, can't tell it to you, but if you violate it, we're going to have to hang up on you.
You'll know.
Yeah, the hint is we're doing just fine.
Doing great.
You know, getting ready for the draft in 10 days. We have the hockey and basketball teams getting ready to go to the playoffs. Life's just good. You know, baseball's baseballing. And the Rangers are treading water here.
Yeah.
I think that might be the most hot-button issue right now in DFW sport, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, as I think some people are, I think, overreacting to the adversity that the Rangers are in. But other people are saying, listen, this team is just average, and they may very well play themselves out of contention before they get healthy. Do you think that's realistic, or is it all good at 877-881-1053? Now, we'll take all of your phone calls, and then we'll grade which one we like the best. We'll vote on it, and that, my friends, will be your 6 o'clock sound-off champion. Now, before we get to these phone calls, boys, is there anything that you just got to sound off about right now, Chief?
I mean, I just feel like the people that are already just hammering the Rangers and talking about how this season is not going to be anything like it was last year. They got super lucky, and this is a flash-in-the-pan situation. The Rangers come back down to earth this year and miss the postseason. I can't get on board with that whatsoever. We've seen now how long of a season this is. They've established themselves. I mean, they didn't just go on a run at the end of last season. They came out of the gates and they were, for majority of the year, one of the very best teams in baseball. They slumped in the summer. You thought they were down and out, and boom, here they go, back again and on the run. So to think that this team is down for the count already, and we're sitting here in April, I mean, come on, man. Let's band together and understand the fact that this is going to be a long season, and this is still a postseason team.
Yeah, I would just wonder if that person in particular that you're referring to, you know, maybe became a Rangers fan last October, and they were just expecting all road wins and nonstop series victories.
I can see that for sure.
I mean, if you checked in at any point in August and September, you would think this is a below 500 baseball team, and you might have been right, you know, at the way that thing was trending. And, you know, obviously reality was not really what happened in the playoffs either, because, you know, you were on a magical run. But almost every team that wins the World Series is on a bit of a magical run. They're getting great pitching at the right time. They're getting timely hitting at the right time. I mean, if you think about it, there's like, you know, there's 17 games in an NFL season now. The best teams win 12, 13, 14, 15 games. The best baseball teams don't even come close to that kind of a winning percentage, because there's just such a luck factor in every game. That if you're saying, well, the Rangers were lucky to win the World Series, every team that wins it is lucky. Maybe other than the late 90s, early 2000s Yankees, who were out of this world better than everybody else. I mean, they had to get lucky to not win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just saw on the Mind Games podcast, LeBron and J.J. Redick, and J.J. Redick's like, how much is luck involved in, like, winning a championship, to a guy in LeBron James who knows a thing or two about it? And he's like, oh, there's luck is always a part of the conversation. Yeah. Absolutely. Whether it be in a game or injury, health, whatever it may be, the bounce here, the call there, luck is always a part of it. But to think that they were just running on luck last year, and now they come back to earth, is insane.
I don't know if you happen to remember it, but, I mean, that ball that kicks out of the corner for the Heat to Ray Allen, Were they playing the Spurs, the Thunder that year? But, I mean, yeah. The Heat were Dunsky. They were losing the finals.
That was the Spurs. Okay, yeah, that was the Spurs, and this was all she wrote. And then, boom, next thing you know, they hit the three, they win the game, then they go on to win game seven, and it's a different deal.
Line one is Tyler. You're in the G-Bag Nation. 6 o'clock sound off, Tyler. Make it happen.
Fellas, the problem is not the Rangers, okay? The Rangers got a World Series, baby. I'm still living on that high. The Stars, going to be awesome. Probably going to win it. The Mavs, going to be awesome. Probably going to win it. You know who's not winning jack squat? The Dallas freaking Cowboys!
Thank you,
Why
Tyler.
Is Jerry still here?
No,
what are we
call.
Doing?
Well, he owns the team, so you can't fire him, unfortunately. But I definitely get the point, and you know, I'm right there with you. You know, I do think the biggest problem in DFW sport is the Cowboys, because they're the number one love team, and you know, they're not serious about winning a championship. And I agree with you, Tyler, on, you know, they got a World Series that's going to sustain us. We're going to be living off that. I feel like I'm still feasting on the carcass of the Mavs championship from 13 years ago. So I appreciate you pointing that out. But at the same time, we can have a conversation, an objective conversation about how good we think this team is based on what we've seen so far. Can we?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, Tyler? Line two is Cody. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Cody, sound off like you got a pair, brother.
Oh, what's up, guys? I'm just so burnt out on these Cowboys. I mean, I'm 26 years old, and I've seen the same thing my entire life. I mean, who'd y'all say were skipping out on mini camps? I forgot who they were because they skipped out on playoffs, too.
Mike and oh, geez.
I mean, come on, guys. You're sitting here worried about money. Jerry's going to sit here and tell us that, you know, he's all in. You know, you can pee all over my leg, man. Don't you try to tell me it's raining. Come on now. Thanks, guys.
That was a great joke, Cody. Perfect setup.
Fantastic.
You know, as it was unraveling, I was like, man, I'm surprised Cody doesn't know who Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb are, but I'll help him out. Mm-hmm. You know, he's only 26 years old. And then he's like, actually, bam.
He gets points for that, dude. Just dunking all over your ass. And calling them out for, yeah. Well, I mean, what a great point. You're not showing up at OTAs. What's different about anything? I mean, the postseason, nobody wanted to show up either. So if you're not showing up at the postseason, why would you show up in April?
I'd say we're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
We are 2 for 2. Oh,
well, Chuck, if you're listening, can we keep going? Line three is Cameron. You're in the G-Bag Nation. 6 o'clock sound off. Cam, what you got?
Well, Chuck, I'm sounding off, man. The Dallas Cowboys, we got to quit giving them credit, man. The Raiders need another ring. The Mavs are going to go deep on a playoff run. The Stars are going to do the job. Collectively, the only team that's going to suck is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. We got to stop buying in every single year on the same damn thing. It's going to repeat over and over and over. It's idiocracy. Jerry Jones needs to realize we need to take a step back to go 2 steps forward.
Thank you, Cameron. Thanks. That's a good call, and that is your time, 30 seconds. We got you down there, Cam. Said Woolchuck, he's sounding off, and he sounded off pretty good, Brian.
He did a nice job there.
He's in my top three right now.
I'll tell you what, though. It's completely about the Cowboys, huh? Everybody's – Is that what we're going to sound off about all day today?
Well, I mean, that's a fair thing to sound off on in terms of frustration. You know, if you want to sound off on a positive, you know, note, then you can be sounding off on any one of these other teams. And that's what Cam was sort of alluding to there.
No, but you could sound off like you could give it a like, hey, this is why I think the Stars are going to win it all. Isn't that a sound off? Or why the Mavs are going to win?
You could, for sure. Yeah. You absolutely could do that. He kind of did that. He was propping up the other teams while punching at the Cowboys.
I'm just curious that the fans have just it never stops with them though.
No,
it really never stops.
You know, I think a lot of fans might be watching other sports, but they're thinking about the Cowboys while they're watching it. You know, and then there's other fans who are like hockey, baseball, basketball for something like that. But I do think there's a lot of fans that it's nothing else than Cowboys, or maybe they're watching other stuff, but it dwarfs in importance. And we go to line four here in the sound off. Andy, you're in the Nation. What you got?
Hey, Brian's favorite caller, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Cheech, what's going on, brother? I have a non-sports take. I just wanted to say congrats to Wooly getting his daughter home today. That just it's amazing. Amazing. I know he's listening, but I just wanted him to hear it. I talked to him earlier, but I just wanted him to hear it on the radio.
Right on.
Heck yeah. Cheers, Andy. Great day for the Wooly Bullies out there.
Lucius even let him slide on rule number three because he had such a heartfelt call.
He did. Yep. He did. Absolutely did.
Wasn't appropriate.
You know, the baby and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy, I almost hit that button on you. Yeah.
Sentimental guy in that pimp cup today.
Line five is Bill. You're in the G-Bag Nation, 6 o'clock. Sound off, Bill. What you got?
You know, you guys just won a World Series, and you're already throwing in the towel. 9-9. You guys have 148 more games. Most of your rotation's on the DL. Hmm. I'm a Detroit Tigers fan. We haven't won since 85. And you said, I'm still in there. We're hitting .190 collectively as a team. Grow up. How slow can you get over one championship? Good Lord.
Thank you, Bill.
I like that, Bill.
Collectively, yeah. We hit .190.
That's a damn good line. Factual.
And y'all beat us today, okay? Yeah. That's why people are panicking. The .190 hitting Tigers got a 4-2 Dubski. You beat them last night, 1-0.
Yeah.
We got to put an APB out on this offense. I don't know. I might have to retract the Bangford nickname until further notice if he doesn't get this thing going. Okay, that was Bill from Detroit.
Bill's sitting top two in my mind right now.
Yeah, Bill brought it. You know, that's what you think of when it comes to sounding off, telling people how it is while sounding like you smoke 2-pack of unfiltereds per day. You know,
I was curious,
he hit all the notes.
Yeah, he did. Aced the test.
I was curious though. Did he say the Tigers won in 1985? I think they finished third that year.
Alan Trammell and
I'm watchdogging him.
Jack Morris.
I think the 1985 Tigers finished third.
Might have been 84.
He just tried to ball sack us.
I don't know, man. If you say you're a fan, you got to remember the last championship, don't you?
Maybe he was thinking about the Bears. Him.
85 with the Royals.
Yeah.
86 probably the Twins.
I just looked up the 85 Tigers because I was curious because I was thinking. The 85 Tigers, I don't think, won the World Series. They finished third that year.
Okay, the Tigers have won 4 World Series, 1935, 1945, 1968, and 1984. I will give him the credit there. The years, they
close
get
enough.
Weird on you. You know,
okay.
It gets weird on the year.
But if you were trying to watchdog somebody and calling them up and telling them they're idiots because you're a baseball know-it-all.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You better get that.
Yeah, kind of a Tigers fan, I was just making sure that, you know, that hey, if you're going to call us up and say we're giving up on them, you know, I got to watchdog you back.
He dunked, but it went out the rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He bounced it off the back of the rim.
Yeah.
86 was Mets in the Buckner year.
Bill Buckner, yeah.
87 was Twins. 88 was the Dodgers with Kirk Gibson. I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Then the A's there with your Bash brothers. Then the Reds with the Nasty Boys.
Right.
Rob Dibble, Norm Charlton out there. Eric Davis. Then you go back with the Twins. Then the back-to-back Blue Jays with Cito Gaston and
Mitch
the manager.
Mitch Williams gave up the home run there against the Phillies, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then the Braves won with Bobby Cox after the 94 strike year. Unbelievable. We didn't even get the series in that year. Then you started the Yankees there in the mid to late 90s. And, you know, we all know what happened there with the Rangers there in 3 consecutive series. So let's just go ahead and move along from there. And we go back to the top. It's Oscar on line one. Sound off like you got a pair, buddy.
What's up, man? I listen to y'all guys all the time. I drive a truck, so I can't call. But I got two things. First thing is, I know why we're messing up. We're think about it. Last year, Josh Young was out twice. Mm-hmm. Both times when he was out, we were not very good. And when he came back, we surged every time.
Let's go.
And then the other thing is, we go back to the playoffs in football. You know, when you win, keep winning. It's consecutive. Is it going to be the same thing in baseball if we keep winning?
I believe so. That would be 2 in a row. And that would be consecutive. Kind of lost the roster.
No. I mean the playoff runs. You know how we won the 11 consecutive games? Will that continue to add up like it did last? You know, like it did when the
Carryover.
Yeah. The postseason streak will continue. Absolutely,
so.
It will.
Carryover.
Yeah. Thank you, Oscar. That's a good question. Good clarification. Their postseason road winning streak stands. It is still intact.
That's right.
Colby on line two. You're in the G-Bag Nation. 6 o'clock. Sound off. What you got?
Guys, I turned 28 this year, and the birthday gift I got from the Cowboys was that abomination against the Packers. And Jerry said we're all in. No, I'm all out. I gave my stuff to Goodwill. I'm not turning on a single game this year. I'm going to keep listening to y'all, and that's going to be all the Cowboys content I get this year.
Wow. Strong move there from Colby.
Yeah.
Takes us to our final call. I believed him too.
Yeah.
You know, I think some guys are bluffing when they do that. I believe him. Big Lou.
He's serious.
Taking care of his yeah. mentals. Yeah. He's just listening to Marshawn Lynch.
Big Lou, sound off like you got a pair.
Ah, Mavericks. I'm hoping they win. I hope they win, but I don't think so. It's going to be Boston. As far as the Stars, they may just pull it off. The Rangers, they're not going to repeat, but they'll take a push and a deep push. And as far as the Cavs, oh, how I wish an ex-personality would have been around when Jerry said, we're all in, we're all in, so they could tell him, shut up, Jerry. Good evening, everybody. I'm out.
Thanks, Lou. It's a good call.
Big Lou, yeah.
I think he must be thinking about one Randy Galloway.
He was.
With some of his other lingo.
Yep.
It is time to vote. Who is your 6 o'clock sound-off champion? I'm going to go with 26-year-old Cody, who said, I forgot about him because they didn't show up for the playoffs either. Chief,
it's a dang good line. He said also you can pee on him, just don't tell him that it's rain.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you ever find yourself in that situation with Cody, I'm going with Cody as well. Bill, you were close. You were close, Bill. And I got respect for you. I just want you to know that's definitely taking home silver today, Bill.
That was a hell of a call. Lucius?
Is Bill the Tiger fan that dunked on us? Yeah. Tell everybody to calm down.
Yeah. Well, he missed the dunk, but everything about the dunk was impressive.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Bunnies.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Creativity.
Yeah. Ball slipped out of his hand. Couldn't palm it.
Knew he should have ate that popcorn.
Yeah, I'm riding with him, though, man. He had a funny joke in there.
Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in with Bill, too.
Whole team is hitting 180.
Right on. You were watchdogging Bill.
I'm watchdogging Bill, but I liked what he was trying to do.
Okay. He did sound off.
He did sound off.
You know, you don't get all mixed up in the details when
you're... No, hell no. You know, I get 5 hours straight, I get confused every hour.
It was artistic, Bill, and congrats to you because that Brian's vote makes you a co 6 o'clock sound off champion for the first time. Congrats to Cody as well. And that'll do it. Maybe we'll do it again next week. I think Wolchuk might be taking another week off. So it buys us a little time here to get some momentum going.
He's getting, we got to work. We gotta
he's
work
milking this
out.
Thing, isn't he?
He's got that
he'll
baby
be back
time.
For the draft. He's got to host the draft. So he'll be back next week.
What are we doing next, though?
We're going to go around the bases, and it's brought to you by Uber Eats. We are going to fix the slump. We're going to get the Rangers out of the slump next year in the nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for a proper round tripper. Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. The segment is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankofirm.com. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Wolchuk and his lovely wife, Maya. They were able to get their baby Eliza home today. It was supposed to happen a few days prior, but they hit a couple of snags on the way. But it is official. Saw the photos from the car seat, so he's made that first drive. Ooh. Home with baby girl in the back seat. That can be a little bit terrifying, but he made it through. And now the sleepless nights under his own roof await him. And we congratulate him for it. Thank you to Uber Eats, as always, for this trip around the bases. Rangers fall today, and the bats are the question. We will help them get out of their slump here, or at least a former major leaguer will here in just a moment. But Jack Leiter is really the headline Ranger news, as he is going to be getting the call up and making his Ranger MLB debut on Thursday. So that will be another day game situation in Detroit. And we absolutely look forward to that, as you can always hear it on 105.3 The Fan. Bruce Bochy, by the way, tomorrow morning, usually with the KNC Masterpiece weekly. We have Chris Young here in the G-Bag Nation and the Baseball Show of Record in the midday. KNC get Bruce Bochy. But with the earlier start time and stuff, like we didn't have Josh Smith today for the Players Show. Sean and RJ did. Sean and RJ will also have Bruce Bochy on their program tomorrow morning at 9:20. So get a nice baseball conversation there, probably plenty of Jack Leiter discussion, and that is going to be a ton of fun here in the coming days watching him. But we know the Rangers' offense is slumping a little bit. How familiar are you guys with Mookie Wilson, former left fielder of the New York Mets?
Yeah.
That's that that Red Sox Mets World Series from
mid-'80s.
Yeah, it was he was kind of a household name because you had Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry playing on those Mets teams, got a lot of attention, and he was good.
This is a guy who definitely has a good perspective. And I would imagine that maybe Bruce is reading this right now, Bochy, to the entire lineup offensively. Because Mookie Wilson was quoted way back in the way back on how to get out of the slump. You know, every baseball player understands it. But here was Mookie's explanation. He says, when I'm in a slump, I comfort myself by saying, if I believe in dinosaurs, then somewhere they must be believing in me.
Got a sense of humor. Yeah.
And if they believe in me, then I can believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I bust out.
Bang.
That's the quote from Mookie Wilson. Apparently, it's that easy. Like, his brain can't allow himself to get to the dinosaurs until he's at the brink of slump disaster. You know, he's hit slump rock bottom. And then he's like, oh, yeah, the dinosaur thing. Boom. He busts out and he's back and better than ever. So,
man, only if Mark Grace had known this, it could have saved him a lot of uncomfortable social situations. Mark Grace, of course.
The yeah.
Great Cub.
Cub.
You know that backstory, don't you, Broadus?
No, I don't.
He'd be the only one that would have the chance of knowing that particular backstory. I was hoping you did.
No.
I'm not familiar with Mark and his work there.
Mark Grace was a good player for the Cubs, but there's a backstory to Mookie.
There must be something.
Is there something going on, Dawson, that you didn't tell me about?
Yes.
From 1987?
A little slumpage, a little slump.
On the Jim Rome show.
Is this one of the days when you were working? Jim Rome?
Yes. I'm pretty sure I was on the board when this hit live way back in the day. yeah, but he would explain that if a team's in a slump, if you're personally in a slump, you got to find the heaviest, gnarliest, grossest chick.
Yeah.
And then he went on to, refer to them as road beef. And and it got really, gross. It did.
Okay, first clones. Of all, you don't joke around with women.
Yeah.
And then we followed up years later with Mike Bassick, and he did confirm that, several players inside baseball would consider that a tried and true method. So I was just opining that if it was just as easy as Mookie Wilson's mental exercise of understanding that I believe in dinosaurs, somewhere they believe in me, I can believe in me. Sounds much easier than
it does, dude.
Yeah.
It does. That's
hard.
We're gonna have to.
It's hard.
We've got to dig up that sound. He's talking about road beef.
I mean, he might have actually coined the phrase slump buster. You know, it might actually flow all from Mark Grace.
He's the OG.
Yeah.
MG's the OG. I'm noting that. We're gonna have to get that sound because that is incredible. I know we have a lot of pitching. Like the
I cleaned it up too quite a bit.
I bet you did. I bet you did. This was a different time. I imagine. 15, 20 years ago.
A Gen X guy. Toxic shock jockey. Yeah.
Blunt.
Yeah. 90s shock culture, bro. You had to push it.
Yep. He thought he was doing a great job.
Yep.
And he was.
Well, how about these pitchers here? We know the injury issues to pitchers right now. Everybody's trying to figure out what the deal is. Well, I saw Codify Baseball put out the fastest average four-seamer velocity from last season. So the pitchers that were dealing that four-seam fastball at the highest of speeds. And literally, you've got like 8 or 9 guys right here, and 7 of them are all injured. 7 of the 9 who led the league with the four-seamer velocity last season are injured players.
Okay.
And you're talking about Garrett Cole, Shohei Ohtani. These are Tommy Johns.
Yeah.
These aren't like on the IL looking forward to seeing you back. Spencer Strider, Dunsky, Shane McClanahan.
We knew
Perez.
This for years. We knew this for years, and that's why they wouldn't let you throw a curveball in Little League up until you were like 15 or 16 years old. When I was growing up, now maybe around Texas they did it sooner because it was more competitive, higher level of baseball. But we've known this, If you're throwing your hardest and twisting your arm, it is not going to end well. And I feel like you know, the players and the teams have just decided with the money this high, it's worth the risk. And now we're seeing them all blow out as they're chasing the higher and higher velocities that it's going to take to get these hitters out. The hitters have gotten so good. If we don't do this, we're all going to have ERAs over 5 and 6, you know? So as long as it's worth it to them, I don't know. I don't imagine that the MLB Players Association or the teams are going to say, we got to stop this. Maybe they will, you know?
No, because even the players, like you said, like, yeah. If I'm not doing this, then it's like,
career.
I can be out there more, but it's not going to be dominant. Or I can enjoy my dominance, and then when I'm banged up, I'm banged up. And I know it's going to happen, but this is how I'm going to be paid, and this is how I'm going to find success. As you mentioned, the way these guys can hit now, it's just, it's insane. You have to pull out every single stop there as a pitcher. So these guys have obviously just decided for themselves, they know they're at a risk from an injury standpoint, but it's clearly worth it for them because they'd rather be dominant when they're on the mound.
It's the cost of doing business. You're a great college wrestler. You're signing up for cauliflower ear. Not the prettiest thing. Some people wear it as a badge of honor, but that's going to happen. You're a boxer. Your brains might get a little mixed up, but if you're dang good, you might make $40 million a fight at the peak of your powers in your late 20s, early 30s. You know, and the guys are like, okay, that sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the cauliflower ear. Some of these guys are getting splatled on national television. It's like cost of doing business sometimes, man.
And that's amateurism. They're just doing it for the love of the game.
Love of the game.
You know, I'm arthritic in my left hip, knee, and ankle from hoop in my 20s. Twisted my ankle so much, ends up, you know, getting reconstructive surgery. I didn't even get any money, you know, for that, unfortunately, although I think I should, you know, got a pretty good case against the Y.
Yeah, you're still due for sure. You're way too early AL Cy Young rankings, as according to a panel of MLB.com experts, has Nathan Eovaldi sitting fifth right now. He's still doing his thing, man. Eovaldi, he's had some unfortunate days here when it comes to getting some help offensively. Yeah. A bad inning there, a bad inning here, but for the most part, he's been absolutely awesome. He's sitting top five right now, according to MLB.com. Pablo Lopez, Cole Reagans, that's the one that was, I'm doing this for Eovaldi, but Cole Reagans is in the mix there, and mentioned that yesterday.
I mean, that's something that then again, like Gavin said, congratulations, you're a world champion.
Yeah.
You made a move. We got a World Series here, so you did what you had to do, so. Nobody's going to fault you for that.
Chapman tried to give it away multiple times.
He hit that guy in the knee, though. That was pretty cool.
Dawson explained Nolan Ryan then, says the 6'8", yes, there are some pitchers that are built so great that they're not going to get hurt, you know?
Genetic freaks.
And back in the day, there were a lot of those guys in Major League Baseball because they were the ones that survived from 10 to 25 throwing it every, you know, 5 days that hard. Back then, there were a ton of talented guys that could throw it hard. They were, you know, getting hurt, and we didn't have the technology to repair them. So they were just gone. Nolan Ryan was the best pitcher among the people that could stay healthy while throwing the hell out of the ball for 3 decades.
Right.
You know?
Voice of the Yankees, yeah. John Sterling is retiring, effective immediately. He announced that yesterday. Very blessed human being. Been able to do what I wanted, broadcasting for 64 years, and able to broadcast the Yankees for 36 years. So he has hung them up, and I don't know what you guys think of when you think of John Sterling, but I'll never forget the COVID education I was given to him. I was not familiar that the word he uses in this particular call here could be used in multiple different contexts.
Well, it's obviously a crazy year for us in that we have no intercourse at all with the manager of the players.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that it was jarring for me. I immediately went to my dad, who knows plenty about the vocabulary. I'm like, is this word? You can use this in multiple different ways. I'd never heard that word until the COVID year could be used in any other context.
Wow.
John Sterling just belching that out on Yankees broadcast.
Yeah. Very unfortunate, you know. This year is going to be unforgettable.
You tell him, John. Yeah, that's what the Yankee fans will say. We love you, John. You tell him.
In a bit of a slump himself that year.
Yeah. A little of a struggle, you know.
Was usually that his last year?
Usually Giardi was very accommodating. I don't know what's changed here.
Matt, you should have seen the intercourse I used to have with Barry Bonds back when he was here.
Joe Torre swings a big stick, let me tell you.
Hey, we got to run, but I do want to tell you the rest of that quote. from Mark Grace.
Oh, yeah, the road beef.
Rome pressed him to answer the question, like, no, seriously, you can't avoid this question. What is the MLB definition of slump buster? So he said the part that I said. Then he said, and when you do that, you're just going to have instant success, and it could also be called jumping on a grenade for the team. The incomparable Mark Grace, one of the most quotable players of the 90s and 2000s.
He was.
We got to run, Nation. When we come back, we'll chat with the Get Right, see what Reggie and CA have cooking here for you on a Tuesday night on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius, and thanks for making us part of your day, G-Bag Nation. Rangers play the Tigers this afternoon. They lost 4-2. Back at it tomorrow with an 11:30 pregame and a 12:10 first pitch there with Mike Peasley. Then he'll join us after the game for some extra innings, and hopefully we will be talking about a Rangers victory. And, I mean, the good news is when the Rangers play early in the day, if you're checking into the Fan at this time, you get the Get Right in tonight's configuration. Reggie and CA, good evening, gentlemen. How we doing?
Yo, what's happening?
I'm looking at the Pluckers Draft Night assignments. You can see it at G-Bag Nation. We'll be at all 8 Pluckers locations. In Reg, it appears you are going to be at the City View location, but I'm not sure where that is.
I believe that's South Fort Worth, if I have I have my bearings correct.
Yes, absolutely. It is the Hewlin area.
Gotcha.
And it's fantastic. TCU. It's their newest Pluckers location. Oh, wow. And
I remember that area. Yeah, there's some nice restaurants and stuff out there.
Yeah.
It's away Pluckers. From the school.
Especially Pluckers.
Yeah, away from the school.
West side of TCU.
Yeah.
It's a party. I was out there last year, and it was fantastic.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Chief, this year you're going to be at the Grapevine location.
Yes, sir. Grapevine location. That'll be nice and on the way home for me after we do what I believe to be maybe like an hour-long show after the Rangers Day game leading into the official draft coverage.
Right. Wow.
So, yeah, then I'll be stopping through Grapevine and looking forward to the party.
Lucius and I will be at the Pluckers in Arlington.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. That's a great location.
Come see us there, and then we're going to have ourselves a time.
Guess what I'll be doing?
Mavs basketball? We have a playoff game that night?
That's a possibility, but I am scheduled to do a post-late night show with fan phenom Blake Elliott after the draft.
Plan to come on with you guys.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Okay. Until 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's going to be an amazing day, as it always is, as Brian and his team are going to, just dominate this coverage like always do, better than ever. And you can get the rest of the assignments at G-Bag Nation if you want to jump onto X, and you can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio. Okay, Mavs Clippers predictions? What do you say? We ready to talk about this yet?
I feel like we need to take the week, at least me personally. I shouldn't speak for other folks. I want to take the week and really siphon some of the knowledge, because, I mean, right here on The Fan, we're going to get a lot of different voices giving us more information on this series, including later today, 7:20, we're going to talk to Forrest Lee, who is a long-time SoCal coverage guy when it comes to ESPN.com in Los Angeles. So we're going to talk to him about the Clippers. I think that'll be insightful, especially because...
And it's about knee problems?
Exactly, yeah, right? Like, exactly. Kawhi Leonard playing in games will change how this goes in a big way. I can't see this going any shorter than 6 games, and I'm still figuring out 6-7. I imagine it's going to be Mavericks, though. I still lean that way.
I'm going to tell you something. There's a chip possibly getting on the shoulders of some of the Mavericks players. First of all, Luka...
I'd like to hear that.
Luka probably not going to win the MVP, right? After his incredible year, that's a chip. Luka always lights up the Clippers anyway. Kawhi, not even mentioned for the Olympic team. He played for the Olympic team in 2016, won the gold medal. Not even a mention. They have a spot open. It didn't say one word about Kawhi. And then on all of the promos for the playoff coverage, you got all these different players, superstars on all these different teams. No Luka, no Kawhi. Mm. I mean, no Kyrie, no Maverick.
Sure sounded like he had a chip on his shoulder earlier today in a viral video on social. Chief played this for us a couple of hours ago.
Mark my words, Clippers ain't got shit on us in the first round.
Oh, yeah,
I don't care if Clippers have a damn super team with Kawhi, PG, Russ, and Harden. All those guys are old. They can't keep up with my game.
Yeah,
don't
forget. I mean, you can sound better for yourself. Clearly a
AI
chip on his shoulder
is
now.
Amazing
He's playing
thing.
With confidence.
Yeah, I was like,
right
that's
now.
A lot of words. I don't think I've heard Luka say that many words all put together in this time.
How big is the Clippers chip, though, with Brian Demarais? Is that a factor?
You know, you would think, at least for Harden, I don't know about the Clippers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But let me write that one down. I want to ask our Forrest Lee, our guy out that way.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Yeah, that would be a cool thing to get a heads up on. Okay, anything else to promote? What time's that interview?
That's at 7:20. We're hitting that pretty early. And then also at 9 o'clock, is there a right way to draft in the NFL draft? We'll get into that as well.
What time?
9 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Well, gentlemen, it is time now for us to disappear. Salute to CA, the two-time G-Bag of the Day champion, and Reg. Here comes the Get Right. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control, and Carter Freeman and Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow, after the Rangers game from Shell Shack off Henderson, you're going home with the nation. At ease.